Week 4. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We certainly had some surprising weather. Did you see the hailstorm yesterday? Hopefully you were safe indoors when it happened. I also hope you were able to get out and enjoy the few pockets of sunshine. Here are some activities to start your week. Read an epic book. Our class has now read over 500 books. Great work, everyone. It's wonderful to see so many of you enjoying this sight. Over the next few days, spend at least 20 minutes reading or listening to a book or video of your choice. I have bookmarked the website on the side of this page for quick access. Read 2 books on Kids A to Z, Level Up, and Take the Quiz. Once again, please remember to use the Kid login and type Miss Bonner. You will see your name. The password is Morley. I have also created a bookmark for this site. Write a journal entry. Here are a few prompts to help you get started. Think back to the first sounds of the hailstorm on Sunday. Where were you and what did you do? If you looked out the window, what did you see? How did you feel? Describe what the hail looked and sounded like. If you were outside, how did you react? Where did you go to take shelter or protect yourself? Did you touch the hail? If so, describe it. Or look out a window today and describe what you see. What type of plants or trees do you notice? Are there buildings or houses in your view? How many cars or vehicles do you see? Are there any people walking by? Are there birds or animals? Draw a picture to go with your description. Please plan to write for a focused 20 minutes. You do not need to use these writing prompts if you already have a journal idea in mind. Please make sure you are using your green journal and not the response booklet. Don't forget to start with the date. If possible, I would like to see one or more of your recent journal entries. Please take a picture and email it to me at marissa.bonner@burnabyschools.ca. Thank you. Geometry. Great work to all of you who identified the 2D shapes. If you calculated the number of sides and vertices, you can see if your numbers match the chart below. For 2D shapes, the number of sides match the number of vertices. Other qualities that make a shape unique are the length of its sides and the angles of its vertices. 3D shapes. 3D shapes, also known as geometric solids, have special qualities of their own. The following video provides us with an introduction. After watching the video, examine the list of geometric solids below. See if you can identify objects in your home that match any of these shapes. In your response booklet, make a chart that looks like this. An example is provided. These are just a few examples. You do not need to identify all the shapes listed in the image, but take a good look around the house and see how many you can find. Please note that a cuboid is another name for a rectangular prism. We will learn more about this later. Visit the ELL page. Ms. Simmons has sent me 2 sets of activities which I have posted in the ELL page. One is specifically for the blue and brown groups, and the other is a fun list of activities for everyone. Please make sure to take a look. Ms. Simmons is excited to hear from you. Visit the music and library blogs. The music teachers of Burnaby have made you 2 videos. Can you find Ms. Rapp? Her blog can be found here, and the link is provided. Ms. Yee has updated her page with a special story inspired by Mother's Day. Her blog can be found here, and the link is provided. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to another fun and productive week with you. I will leave you with more lovely artwork from your classmates. Maria sent in her rock art and a picture inspired from View from a Canoe. Luke has also finished painting his rock. Well done. Thank you both for sharing.